Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Every evening on the front porch I see the paper, but I let it lie. 'Cause for the life of me, I don't know why they call that news.
This is a new cut off of, actually, Michael Peterson's new CD, Down on the Farm. Appropriately, that's called News. And that's what this week's Zimcast is going to be about, so thought it might fit right in here. You can only get the new Michael Peterson CD at your local New Holland dealer right now. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. First of all, I just have to tell you the most exciting story I heard, and we posted it on AgWired already, and that's that not only do I now have an iPod Nano, but so does the Pope. We have already heard in the past that the President of the United States does, so I don't know about you, but I don't know how you can get any better advertising than that. In fact, you can't even buy that kind of advertising. So if you don't have your iPod yet, just remember, you can enter a contest here on AgWired to win one. Hope you've done that already. It's not too late. You've got till March 15th. So now the Pope has an iPod, the President has an iPod, and Chuck's got an iPod. And all is well. Hopefully you've been visiting AgWired or checking your feed if you are subscribed to know that we did some pretty extensive coverage of Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California this past week. And what was the coolest thing about it for me, I didn't have to do it alone. This year, I had help from two students, Margie Fisher from the University of Missouri and Mary Ireland from the University of Illinois. That's thanks to the Future Ag Journalist Fellowship that Monsanto provided to allow these two students to attend the classic and to get experience working with the ag media. So not only did they actually help me, which they did such a great job on, I'd love your feedback on, in fact, but they also were there writing articles for other publications and getting some great, just great on-the-job experience and significant resume material, too. I want to give a special thanks to Micah DeLong and Tammy Craig Schilling at Monsanto for their work with the team, as we called it, out there at Commodity Classic. We had a lot of fun and hope you enjoyed the coverage that we provided to you. I also want to thank our sponsor for our coverage this year at Commodity Classic, New Holland, and in particular, Gene Hemphill. As part of that sponsorship, we have a contest going right now to win a video iPod, and you can enter that online here at AgWired or any of the Zimcom blogs like Domestic Fuel or World Dairy Diary or even AgNewsWire.com. People could enter the contest at the New Holland booth there at Commodity Classic, and I know we had a significant number of entries. So let's get on to this week's interview. While at Classic, I had a nice visit with my friends at BASF and Quarry Communications, their agency. This week's Zimcast is an interview with Kay Ifner, who presented me with my very own iPod Nano. And thank you very much, Kay, and Joy Watson, you too. I think what you guys are doing is fantastic, as you're going to hear in the interview with Kay next. Agricultural companies are finding some new ways to use new media. And in this Zimcast this week, I have Kay Ifner with BASF, and Kay is a podcasting pro now. What we want to talk about, Kay, is just a little bit about what I think is one of the coolest ways that I've seen a company reach out to the media, and that is basically with the use of podcasting. So if you could, first of all, just give us a little synopsis of what it is that you've done in terms of reaching media professionals to get them involved in and learn more about BASF so that they can tell the story that you want to have go to your customers.
A few years ago, we launched an agricultural website specifically for the ag media called Ag Media Central, and we've encouraged our ag journalists and broadcasters to visit us. It's a place where we provide up-to-date information about BASF, our products, and the fun things that we're doing in the marketplace. And a few months ago, we decided that it would be a perfect extension of that website if we could reach people via podcasts. We did our first podcast a few weeks ago. It's a learning experience for us, but we know that ag journalists are some of the most technically savvy people, and what better way to reach those people than through new technology, especially for BASF, the technology leader in ag.
We think it's very interesting and exciting because we see these new media tools as ways that companies like BASF or member organizations, and I'm focusing on agriculture here, but we're seeing it in so many of the non-ag, more consumer-type companies that have a consumer target. It only seems natural that this would evolve and become a mechanism that can be useful in the ag world as well.
And we agree with that. We know that growers are obviously business people and that our business is B2B, but they're consumers also, and they're big users of new technology, probably as big or bigger than the general population. And many of them are using iPods and such types of devices. And that's probably the next step, is for us to start communicating to growers via podcasts as well.
So here with this project, you sent these out to reporters and preloaded them with a message. Could you tell us a little bit about how you set that up?
We knew that a lot of the journalists and reporters might already have iPods, but we like to take some time at the end of the year to thank people for the contributions they make to agriculture. So we thought, what better way to do our holiday greeting and to provide it on a nice little gift of an iPod Nano. So we purchased a supply of them. You know, identified some folks that we wanted to thank. We sent them out, and as you said, there was a pre-recorded message from my colleague Joy Watson and myself, thanking folks for their business, providing a little bit of BASF information, obviously encouraging them to go to Ag Media Central and be registered to get everything that we provide the media. And then a few weeks ago, we did our first podcast that had really our first selling message. The first message was holiday greetings and thank yous, but the second one was actually not a hard sell, but an idea to provide some information to folks. And we're going to put up a schedule and do these on a regular basis.
What type of information will you be putting in your podcast for the media who will be subscribing?
Well, first of all, of course, if we have any press releases or any announcements that we're making, that's a definite candidate for a podcast. Also, seasonal news. We have a number of new seed treatments that we've launched and new seed treatments in the pipeline. So as we get product registrations, we'll announce those. If Asian soybean rust becomes an issue and it's time to alert people and geographies what's happening in the rust field, we'll use podcasts for that. But just general product information and late breaking news.
What kind of feedback have you had with this project so far from the media?
Well, the first feedback we got from journalists and reporters was an overwhelming thank you for the Nano, just to be recognized for the contributions that they make to their listeners and readers. And then we have had a few comments about the podcast. We haven't really gone out and tried to solicit feedback yet. We had a few people call and say that they listened and that, you know, they enjoyed the podcast. But it's pretty early in the game yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, at this point, you've really only had your first program out, and it was more of an introductory type program. So I know this is like everything else we do in communications. It's a constantly evolving strategy, as a friend of mine used to say.
Exactly, and we didn't design the first one because it is introductory. We didn't design it to trigger a response. Where in the future, we'll be doing that so that we can have some measure of the effectiveness of the podcast.
Well, thank you very much. That's Kay Ifner, and talking about what I think is just a great, not only way that, as she said, to thank the media for what they do in terms especially of spreading the message for BASF to their customers, but also using this new technology. It's what we are all about here at Zimcom New Media and why we changed our name. So we thank you very much, Kay, and we look forward to the upcoming programs in our podcast that we are subscribed or will be subscribed to. And with the Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.